Moncrief on News Talk.
Mainey Jellett and Evie Hone are both credited with bringing modern art to Ireland, but far from being rivals about it, they were close friends, and a new exhibition at the National Gallery highlights this by exhibiting examples of their work side by side. Niamh McNally is curator of the Prints and Drawing Study Room at the National Gallery of Ireland. Good afternoon, Niamh.
Hi, how are you?
So where did they first meet?
So they first meet in London. They're both born in Dublin, but they first meet in London in 1917 as students of the Westminster School of Art, where Walter Sickert was their tutor. But it's really their friendship really cements itself in Paris a few years later when they journey there together and start their kind of investigation of, I suppose, modern or abstract art with the painter André Lhote, and then more significantly with the cubist artist Albert Glaze. So there are two girls, two Irish girls, who go to Paris in the 1920s and really bring modern art back to Ireland. Must have been an exciting time in Paris in the 1920s for them.
Now, and they did exhibit once before together, 101 years ago in 1924. I suppose at the time, modern art was very new. It didn't get necessarily a positive reception from a lot of people.
Well, this is it. So they arrive in Paris basically as kind of academic figurative painters and leave as abstract artists. They come back to Dublin, and the likes of Mainey Jellett exhibits a painting called Decoration at the Dublin Painters Club in 1923. And it's an abstract composition. It has echoes of early Renaissance religious painting, though. It's kind of like an abstract look at, say, for instance, Madonna and Child. But it was very received with scathing criticism. Say, for instance, somebody called it an insoluble puzzle. The writer, George Russell, an artist, referred to Mainey Jellett's painting in the Irish Statesman as subhuman art, or that she was suffering from a case of artistic malaria. So the two artists then decide to exhibit together for the first and only time, in fact, in their joint exhibition in Dublin in 1924, and that hostility continues. Interestingly, Jellett kind of doubles down and says, you know, that there is need in a modern nation to have a modern art. And she lectures on modern art. She takes students on board. She does radio broadcasts, etc., trying to teach people about the necessity of a modern visual language. Whereas Hone, in a sense, retreats from the criticism and you know, that both women are of great faith, but Hone decides to basically seek sanctuary, in a sense, from that criticism of the Irish art world and enters a convent in 1925 in Cornwall. She doesn't last very long, though, because obviously she didn't want to relinquish her art. So she doesn't end up being, you know, ordained. And in fact, it's Mainey Jellett who goes and collects her from the convent nearly a year later. And they both start exhibiting, you know, again. And so, yeah, their lives take different tacks. Basically, in the 1930s then, Hone decides to change direction and goes into stained glass. I suppose this is reflected by the fact that she converts to Catholicism in 1939. Both women, as I said, want to look at abstract art, but they also want to express their, I suppose, spirituality or faith or that kind of transcendent quality in their art. And both do it in different ways, I suppose.
Yeah, yeah.
And obviously is it jealous with painting and home with stained glass?
Yeah, and for some of Hone's work in the exhibition that you're staging, you do have some of the stained glass work there, do you?
We do. That's the thing that's really unique to this particular exhibition. We have an entire room dedicated to her stained glass, and it's a very dark, room with the stained glass illuminated beautifully. And people really will get a kind of an amazing sense of the fact that she was an incredible colorist, and the works are really luminous. So that's quite a unique thing for us here to have done in this particular exhibition. But I suppose there are over 90 works in the exhibition, paintings, drawings, stained glass, etc. And I suppose the exhibition really seeks to highlight, how both artists were similar. They were exploring abstract art at the beginning of their careers, but how they both diverged and how, as their careers evolved, how they both changed or diversified. Because, of course, somebody like Mani Jellet would have gone into utilising her cubist, inspired art to create kind of utilitarian objects or beautiful objects like folding screens. Because, of course, she would have been introduced to the likes of Eileen Gray in the 1920s in Paris. She also did poster designs and she did rug designs. So, utilising her, as I said, cubist inspired that influence into kind of practical objects as well. And how both artists then, at the end of the exhibition, I suppose we wanted to highlight how they both kind of return, in a sense, to figurative subjects, and in particular, the landscape. So it's a very interesting exhibition in that you really see the full kind of scope or progression of their careers. And I suppose it's high time, 101 years after they jointly exhibited together in 1924.
Yeah. Both women died relatively young.
They died relatively young. Poor Mani Jellet dies at 46 of pancreatic cancer. She has just basically founded an exhibition an exhibition called the Irish Exhibition of Living Art, which is an exhibition to basically be a platform for emergent young Irish avant-garde artists. But sadly, she dies and her career is cut short. But interestingly, Evie Hone is one of the last people to visit her in the home before she dies. And lives for a further 11 years, based at Marley Grange, which is in Marley Park, which is where she had her studio and which is where she created incredible windows. For example, the likes of the Eton College Chapel window, which had been bombed out in World War II. She was commissioned to then replace the window and actually, replaced it with this vast window showing the crucifixion and the Last Supper. And she also created windows for the likes of, one prominent window here just up the road in government buildings is in the foyer, which is entitled My Four Green Fields. So where on Taoiseach basically makes all of his announcements, etc., to the public, that window behind him in the foyer is by Evie Hone.
Ah, how interesting. Niamh, thank you so much for speaking with us today. The name of that exhibition is The Art of Friendship. It's on in the National Gallery of Ireland. You are listening to the Moncrief Show on News Talk. We're going to take a break. Back in a minute.
Moncrief on News Talk.